Hey there, guys and ghouls.
You're tuned in to Broadcast from the Belfry. I don't have anything for this one. A podcast for the morbidly curious.
My name's Sanjay, and sitting next to a litter box is Georgia. How are you doing today?
Sitting next to a litter box, man.
Yep, that's it.
Life can't get much better.
Exactly. I would say it's a metaphor, but it's not. Actually, kind of is. Yeah. We're just like shit adjacent.
Yep.
That's it. We're not actual poop, but you know, like, it's close by. It's on the horizon.
Life is shitty.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff happens.
We're next to it. As ethereal beings, we are always next to life.
Yep.
Yep.
We exist outside of this actual dimension.
Exactly. Do you remember that line from Spy Kids?
No.
Spy Kids 2, Island of Lost Dreams, mm-mm. When Steve Buscemi says, does God hide in heaven because he's afraid of the creatures he created or something like that?
That shit's deep for Spy Kids.
Yeah, and it's from Steve Buscemi too. Like, there's layers to that. Yeah, it's wild. That's how we are.
Yeah.
Like, we're hiding from our own creations.
Mm. I've never created anything.
That's true. But you created this podcast. You created a lot of anger in me when you say dumb stuff sometimes. Or when you don't laugh at my jokes.
Okay, I was like, I don't really say dumb stuff, so...
Yeah, it's mostly the latter.
Yeah.
It's my dumb stuff and you don't laugh at it.
Yeah.
I'm a gem.
There you go.
Okay, what are we talking about today?
No, first of all, we haven't actually recorded in a while. What's new in your life? Tell the listeners.
I'm sick right now.
That's disgusting. Why did you come to my house?
I don't know. I got Pokemon Sword and Shield, so I've been playing Pokemon Attack Dog right now. Gonna get so many Sirfetch. They got a fucking Leek as a sword. That shit's insane. Love it.
I have no idea what you just said.
It's literally like a duck that's like standing. Okay, so imagine a duck.
Yeah.
With a leaf as a shield.
Yeah.
And then a Leek as a sword.
Oh, like a Leek. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like a veggie.
Yeah, I missed that.
In there, okay. I'm getting all the Yampers I find, which are just corgis with hearts on their butts and like lightning tails. Uh-huh. They're real cute.
New Pokemon shit, I just can't keep up. Where are my Charmanders at?
Not in this game.
Yeah.
There's a Charizard. Just no. One.
Mm-mm.
And he's insane. There's Dynamax evolutions, which is just when your Pokemon gets fucking huge. It has to be like 6 stories tall. Like, they're gigantic relative to like everything else. And because of some rocks that are in the region in this game. And Dynamax Charizard like gets like a fucking cape made of flames. It's incredible.
Okay, that's kinda cool.
Yeah, it looks sick. Yeah, I don't know what else I've done. Cried a lot.
That's not new at all. Stu and I have been playing Mario 3D World.
Ooh, nice.
We spent 2 nights going back to get... So in each level, there's 3 stars to collect, a stamp, and then it tracks if you get to the... You jump to the top of the flagpole, mm-hmm. or not. And so we went back. We thought we were at the ultimate boss, the level 7 castle...
Mm-hmm.
And we spent 2 nights before we went in there. We went back through all of the worlds where we didn't get all of the stuff,
mm-hmm.
and got all of the stuff.
Nice.
And then we played this level, and it wasn't the last level.
Yikes.
You think it's the last level, but then Bowser's like, just kidding, bitches. And then there's like 2 more levels.
I mean, that's just Bowser, though.
Yeah.
That's just Bowsy.
So, that's where we're at. That and my Star Wars education is continuing, which actually plays a role in some research that I did today, so...
Ooh.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeehaw.
Requested by friend of the show, Ashley.
Hello, friend of the show, Ashley. I might have met you before.
No,
I don't know.
You haven't.
I don't know who you are, but I love you.
She's the one who messaged us and said, you should talk about Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah, I think I'm the only one that doesn't know you, actually. I think...
No.
Don't you and Hope both know?
No.
Oh.
Just me.
Aw, man. Look at you're exclusive. All right? Ashley is what we like to call a ghoul supreme. You know, she's the top tier of the non-Patreon subscriber, like, things that we have.
Speaking of, we've been going through our Facebook likes, and there are people we don't have mutual friends with, and that makes me excited.
Yeah, so thank you, strangers.
We're in rando territory.
Yeah. You know, some of you are probably probably murderinos, so thank you for coming over and listening to all of our stuff. I appreciate it. We also have a Georgia, so we've got that in
Oh, that's
common.
me.
Yeah, that's you.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that's
Never mind.
literally your first name.
Yep, that's me. Yeah.
There was something else probably.
Oh.
Yeah, if you're just cruising through like iTunes or Spotify or whatever, thanks for listening.
Let's be real about how much bullshit I've done this week. That's
It's
not
true.
episode related, but is podcast related.
A lot, a
A
lot, a
lot.
lot.
A lot. Oh, also, Luna is here. You won't get to hear her jingle jangle because she's not wearing her collar because she's scratching off all of her fur because she hates the winter.
Yeah.
It's great.
She's chunky and upsetty, you know.
Yeah, she's real grumpy. It's been a true miracle of life happening over here. I've been bleeding a lot because of my cat, so
That's
yeah,
good. So
she's real grumpy.
Stu literally got cut by Luna like 8 minutes before we got
Oh
set
yeah,
up.
he's got way more scratches even than I do,
Yeah.
and I have a lot, so
All he tried to do was enter the room and Luna was like fucking attack mode.
she's got like the double like jabbing going
She
on.
does, which is impressive because of how low her center of gravity is and how round she
That's
is.
why she just like gets to roll back on her chunky base, and
That's it. Yeah.
then she's stable again.
The peak of cat evolution.
Yeah.
Real apex hunter, Luna. Luna the cat.
She just sits on something and it suffocates to
That's
death,
it.
and that's how she hunts.
Were you homeschooled?
No.
Okay, I thought you were for a second. So did you have a kid in your school that always threatened to sit on people?
No.
Okay, I had multiple kids in my schooling
I
time.
did go to a boarding school for a few significant years of
Yeah,
my
that
development.
doesn't matter. Yeah,
Okay.
maybe it's an American thing. I don't
It
know.
must be. I don't
Yeah.
know.
Americans love to sit on people as a punishment. Also for fun.
Yeah,
Like, it's
no.
either for pleasure or for punishment. There's no middle ground. You know, that's it.
That sounds like a kink.
It is. You gotta get your face sat, you know? Or sit on a face. That's
Oof, okay. Now
it.
we're getting into weird. Now we're getting sexual.
We're gonna find all of the weird gaps and stuff that Georgia doesn't know, but that, like, I probably shouldn't talk about on a podcast, and we're gonna talk about them. That's where we operate.
I'm just thinking of like cultural, my cultural blind spots that I missed out on from being a 90s kid not in America.
Do you know what a McGangbang is?
What?
Do you know what a McGangbang is?
No. Does it have
Dude!
something to do with McDonald's?
Yes, it does.
Oh,
Okay, I
God.
may be getting this wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's when you get like a McDouble and a McChicken and you put the McChicken inside of the McDouble, like in between the like the meat patties. It's insane.
I remember when the one McDonald's opened in the town I lived in and everybody lost their shit, but it's also not anything like McDonald's over here. Like, there's mostly the same food on the menu,
McDouble.
but
Chicky tendy, nuggy.
it's the inside itself is more like an actual restaurant. Maybe it's changed since then. I don't know. I haven't been back, but
Weird.
yeah, it's just got those European flares to it, you
I don't
know?
like it. Like in our town in Manhattan, Kansas, yeehaw, there only was one McDonald's and it was on the west side of town and it closed at 10, so you had to like drive across town and the campus is on the east side, so you have to drive like 10 minutes away to get McDonald's,
10
and you
whole
have to do it
minutes.
before 10. Yeah, I know, horrible. And
What
then
ruins your late night studying
it does
plans? Yeah.
late nights, more like late night degenning. You know, I'm trying to be a hoodlum. I'm trying to scream in Walmart with my
It
friends.
ruins your plans when you're trying to pick up food on your way home from D&D.
Exactly. So they opened another one on the east side of town that's 24 hours, and it scared me how like methodical and how like attentive everyone was and like how like nice it was on the inside. Because like I'm going to you so you can put hot grease and trash in my mouth. I don't want you to like be super, you know, like over the top service and like I don't know, like you're poisoning me. And granted I want to be poisoned, but still.
Why are you being nice about it?
Yeah.
Speaking of, we went to. I don't really like. Okay. We'll start at the beginning. Chick-fil-A. Everyone loses their shit about Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Dude, it's the chickies.
I don't get it.
It's lemonade. the iced tea, the sweet tea. So I like Chick-fil-A because I'm from Georgia, and I'm pretty sure that's the only reason. Like, Chick-fil-A started in Georgia. My fourth grade school literally had their lunch sponsored, or like their lunch was through Chick-fil-A, so like I ate it every day for lunch. So there's like a nostalgia factor. And when my parents were when my mom was pregnant with me, my dad would like he like he gets like a spicy deluxe meal and a Cool Ranch chicken wrap or something, and my mom always gets like the same thing. Like my whole life we've been close to one, so we just would eat it because it's like there. So like to me, Chick-fil-A is like nostalgia, you know, childhood stuff. I don't get why people here freak out about it, but
There's always we have a 2-lane drive-through at Chick-fil-A, and it is always like 12 cars deep.
yeah.
How?
Do you know what's not overrated? Popeye's spicy chicky
Oh
sandwich.
my God,
It's good. It's good.
So anyway, I don't get Chick-fil-A. We went there. I was already like, I don't really want to be here because they support conversion therapy, which you know, that's a whole separate factor, but I was still just like, man. And it's weird that you have to go and ask for a refill. Like, just put it there. Let me do it myself. You don't have to do everything for me. Walk around and take your empty trash from you. I tried to put my trash in the bin and someone took it from me. They wouldn't let me throw my own trash away. And I was just like, what are you? I need this. It needs to do something. Have you seen me at home? All I do is do things. I can't. Dishes, vacuum, pick something up, organize something. I
Pet
can't
Luna.
stop.
Yeah.
Just like let me throw my own trash away when I go get shitty food.
Do you know when, have you seen Requiem for a Dream?
Yes.
Do you know when the mom is on meth and, like,
The whole movie.
yeah, and the refrigerator's, like, talking to her and it's like, ah, that's you at home. Like, Georgia's just, like, at home, like, rapidly leaning left and right and the refrigerator's like, wah, 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 and she's just like, ah, that's it.
Stu will like tell me when I get home from work and I'll just start doing more stuff and he's like he like grabs me by the shoulders and he's like, stop, breathe, go put comfy pants on, stop. And then like he's trying to cook me dinner and be all nice and I'm in the kitchen like peeling vegetables or like stirring something or like doing dishes around him and he's just like he just hands me my glass of wine and he's like, go sit down. I'm trying to do something nice for you. I'm trying to cook you dinner. And I'm just like, Ma, I need to do something. Ma!
Oh yeah, we're talking about Skinwalker
Yeah,
Ranch.
we've had like a
Wait, did you
20-minute
say that or
tangent
did I say
already.
that?
I said that.
Okay, that's what we're doing today. So I hope everyone's ready to hear about people wearing faces. That's not what this is
Yep,
about.
that's not what it's about.
I have a question already, but you might answer it. So I'm
Tell
gonna
me
let.
what your question is,
Why
and I'll
is.
tell you if I'll answer it later.
Wait, no, I already know. Never mind. Keep going.
Now I just want to know.
I was gonna say, why is it Skinwalker Ranch if no one likes wear skins? But then I remembered like why it's named that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay. You're gonna have a cowboy accent today. I
Yeehaw!
knew that. I wrote yeehaw in my notes
Yeah, she did.
because I knew you were gonna say yeehaw as
It's
soon as I said
it's
that.
in brackets. It's nice.
Oh. So Skinwalker Ranch is also known as Sherman Ranch, UFO Ranch, or the strangest place on Earth.
What?
Is it though? Because I feel like Neverland Ranch is probably weirder than Skinwalker Ranch. I'm just saying.
Also, they haven't been to my bedroom.
Let's
Oh,
be real.
that's not true.
It's located, well, it's a 500, I forgot how to read numbers for a minute.
College-educated woman, multiple degree.
Woo!
What is 500?
It's approximately 512 acres, and it's southeast of Ballard, Utah, next to the Ute Reservation. And Hope wanted us to point out that it's about 2.5 hours away from Area 51.
Yeah, by car or like 10 minutes by military jet. I'm just saying.
You put that together. Do with that information what you
Yeah,
will.
do whilst whomst you want with that information.
So it's the site of paranormal and UFO-related activities, and its name is derived from the Navajo legend of the Skinwalker. And those living on the Ute Reservation bordering it are strictly forbidden from entering the area. Locals say it's been a hotbed for UFO activity since the 1950s.
Why the 50s, though, do you
I don't
think?
know. I mean, I feel like that's when all UFOs activity was a hotbed everywhere. I mean, when did Area 51 happen?
1951.
Probably. I don't actually know. You could Google it, you know, while you're just sitting there looking at surfing.
Memes. Yeah.
But the when we talked about the UFO sighting, the Men in Black stuff, that was the first flying saucer sighting was in 1947, I think. That's probably what annoys the aliens
making. Yeah, that's me making aliens. An accurate recreation of what UFOs sound like. The site was acquired in
1955. Mm-hmm. See? 1950s.
Yep.
So, let's keep in mind when I say Navajo, I'm referring to the fact that the Navajo make up a larger culture area, including the Pueblo, Apache, Hopi, and Ute tribes. So, like, it says the Ute Reservation, but that still is, like, Navajo culture kind of thing. The Navajo belief is that the Skinwalker is a type of harmful witch who has the ability to turn into, possess, or disguise themselves as an animal. Itself as an animal. They can also read minds, control thoughts and behaviors, destroy property, cause disease, illness, and even death. The legend is not fully understood outside of Navajo culture, as they don't really like to talk about it with outsiders.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yep. And this I thought was interesting. So when the men and women learn how to be, you know, shamans, medicine men and women, they learn both good and evil magic. And I would assume it's so that they could identify evil and know how to counter it or whatever.
Yeah, if you're a chef and you're, like, making spaghetti and then there's something next to you and you're like, what the fuck is that? And someone's like, that's pizza, my dude. You're like, I don't know what that is.
This is what it made me think of. Maybe it's just because of my recent Star Wars education. But if they only use the good, but the knowledge is enough to corrupt some of these medicine people. So they become the evil witches, the skinwalkers. They went to the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
Are they Sith Lords?
Makes sense.
Are Skinwalkers, like, fucking...
Depends.
Darth Sidious over here using... Because it says in the daytime they walk amongst the people, being one of them. But then at night, that's when they transform. Mm-hmm. So he puts his cloak on, and then he's evil. But then he's like, I'm just a politician.
The real evil.
Fucking really, though.
Do it.
I feel like I already linked out to that Game Grumps thing, but it's one of my favorite things. Stew it.
I think.
Brew it.
Can't really reference it, but the Mercy Thompson series by Patricia Briggs, fantastic series. The main character is a skinwalker. Magic one?
Oh yeah,
no,
you've told me
that's
about this
different.
One.
That's Ileana Andrews or another Andrews series. Yeah, this one, she's a skinwalker. That's pretty sick.
Mm.
Yeah. And everyone hates her guts because there's, like, werewolves and vampires, and she's, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. You talked about this in, like, vampires or werewolves episode.
She, like, turns into a coyote, and everyone's like, dumb. She's just a coyote. We're wolves. And she's like, dude, what the fuck? Stop trying to murder me.
That sounds mean.
It's real mean. Yeah, everyone's a dick.
So then they transform at night. They're not quite human, but they're also not fully animal, so they'd probably just look stupid, really.
Mm-hmm.
In their human form, you can identify them because their eyes look more like animal eyes, but in their animal form, their eyes look more like human eyes.
Gross.
Yeah, which, it's like when you put, like, the human smile on the cat.
Yeah.
And it looks real creepy. Mm-mm. That's what I'm picturing. And their eyes glow red when the light is shined on them. Which a lot of animals do that anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's just how light works.
Yep. They most often transform into coyotes, wolves, foxes, cougars, bears, or dogs, but they can be any animal. And they wear the skin of what they transform into, and that's why they're called skinwalkers. And that's also why it's taboo in Navajo culture to wear the skins of predatory animals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're just being like, oh, I'm a skinwalker.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you're not,
I can turn
so
into this.
People just think you're an idiot. They kill out of anger, greed, spite, envy, or revenge, and they live off the stolen time of their victims, their expired life. So they're also weeping angels.
Like that Justin Timberlake movie.
Oh, where they have, like, the...
Yeah, they have,
like, I haven't seen that, but I remember seeing previews for it.
Yeah, me too. It looked sick, and it had JT in it. I don't know why I didn't watch it.
So they must keep murdering people or they will die themselves.
Sick.
So that's a skinwalker. So in 1994, Terry and Gwen Sherman, which are pseudonyms, I think their family name was the Gormans, but a lot of people just refer to them as the Shermans. They moved into the ranch with their kids, and they made it 2 years before things got too weird, and they were like, nope, we're out. Leaving. Yeah. On day one, they were getting their stuff moved in and everything, and Terry's dad is helping them out. And they're on the porch, and they see this large wolf approaching, approximately 200 pounds, 5 feet tall when it's standing on all fours.
What the fuck?
Which is almost as tall as me. I'm a very short person.
What the fuck?
Apparently. I'm not that short.
You're short.
Everyone just tells me that I'm super short.
Short.
And it seemed friendly at first, but then it attacked a calf that they had in their cattle truck. So they tried beating it off, and that didn't do anything, so I think it was Terry's dad went and gets a gun, and he shoots it a couple of times, and, like, fur and blood go places where they're not supposed to. And that didn't do anything, so he ends up shooting it a total of, like, 6 times until it's finally, like, fine, I'll leave. And so he just, like, backs off, and then he's like, fuck you guys, and just trots away. Doesn't run away, he's not scared, he's just like, meh, yeah, fine. Like,
this is boring and loud. Yeah. Later Craig, later Velma.
Terry and his dad follow it until the tracks just disappear in the field, and they can't find it anywhere.
Interesting. In the middle of the field. It turned into grass.
Yep, so that's cool. And then after that, they start hearing voices around them, they see faces in windows and mirrors. They see shadow apparitions at the foot of their bed. One day, Gwen was putting groceries away, and she, like, turned around, and then she turned back, and all of her groceries were not unpacked again, which is just rude.
Yeah.
Like,
just, like, waste your time.
Dick move. I just put all these away, and now I have to unpack them again. My foot's asleep. Oh, my God. And then cattle mutilations, which apparently were part of the local folklore for a really long time anyway, but then all these cattle mutilations start happening. They find that it looks like their teeth and eyes have been removed surgically. Mm-hmm. Their genitals have been mutilated.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And they eat their meat.
The cows vanish, kind of like the wolf did. They just find hoof prints in the middle of a field that just stop and don't go anywhere, which reminded me of the very first episode of South Park where their aliens are abducting the cows.
Nope.
And they're just, you didn't want, no?
Okay. No.
Never mind. It's still my most favorite episode of South Park.
I was like -3 years old when that came
out. That's not true.
It's very true.
I hope you don't mind my feet being in your space.
Gross.
Deal with it.
I'll stretch out my leg.
Me too.
All right, we're in business. Everyone's legs have been stretched out.
Outdoor cats start disappearing. I don't know how many outdoor cats they had, but it said that 6 disappeared in one night. Were they just importing cats?
Apparently.
Or did they...
Fun fact, Skinwalker Ranch is the largest importer and exporter of domestic house cats in the Southwest.
I'm assuming they'd be outdoor tomcats and not domestic house cats.
Mm-mm, domestic house okay, cats. Fine. It's like pet land.
And then one night, Terry's out on his porch, probably drinking a beer, you know, being like, man, that was a good day of ranching that I just did. And he has his 3 dogs are chilling with him, and they run off to chase a light. And they go into these trees, and he hears them yelping, and he goes after them, but he can't find them. So he goes back in the morning and only finds 3 burn spots in this clearing.
What the
like
fuck?
3 burn spots in the grass with just like little puddles of goo in them.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Which makes me really sad. Those dogs were just chilling.
He should have like called the cops or something and been like, look for DNA. Search for clues.
Right? I need a forensic team out here.
Yeah.
So, he reports it to, I think, the Salt Lake City newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how it got to the attention of Robert Bigelow, owner of Budget Suites, millionaire. He founded, like, Bigelow, was it like Aerospace or something? I can't remember. Mm. Yeah, Bigelow Aerospace. And he launched 2 experimental... space modules, Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, which just sounds like Doctor Who shit to me.
Yeah, exactly.
But, and he has said that he wants to spend like $500 million towards developing the first like commercial space station.
Okay, sure. whatever.
He just has too much money and he doesn't know what to do
with it. He's like, I don't want to get
taxed. I'm like, you have all these hotels, which is one thing, but now you're like dabbling in space shit, which is one thing. But then he buys this ranch for this is in 1996, he buys this ranch for $200,000, which I'm assuming that the Shermans lost a shit ton of money on that deal.
Oh yeah, they probably did.
He kept Terry on as the ranch manager, so he went from, you know, trying to keep his livestock around as his source of income and his livelihood, to trying to keep this livestock around as bait for these aliens, because Robert Bigelow bought the ranch and then established NIDS, the National Institute for Discovery Science. And then they studied the anecdotal sightings of UFOs, cryptids, crop circles, glowing orbs, poltergeist activities, all kinds of shit. And it involved retired U.S. Army Colonel John Alexander, who said that NIDS was an attempt to gain data with standard scientific approach, even though investigators admitted that they had difficulty obtaining evidence consistent with scientific publication. The fun fact I found was that Colonel John Alexander is the subject of The Men Who Stare at Goats.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Cool.
So I was like, oh, that's fun. I haven't read the book, but the movie's pretty funny.
Quick aside, so $200,000 in 1996 money is the same as 300... yep.
Gross.
Is the same as $320,085.19 in 2018 money.
That's still not that much money, considering it's a 500-acre ranch.
Yeah, right? That's like... I'm not going to do the math on that. That's like $60 an acre.
Yeah. Well, maybe. I'm like, how much a house itself.
Yeah, exactly. Like, do you want an acre for $60? I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it? I don't know.
Plant some vegetables on it. Yeah,
plant some veggies, build a small house, build a shack, cry in it, a little cry house.
So other things they found on the ranch were cows with their ears cut off, kind of like with scissors.
Gross.
They had perfect circles cut out of their eyelids.
Why?
Like, hole punch style. I don't know.
I wonder how big the circles were. Like, do you think someone really was just like, I wonder if I can hole punch a cow's eyelid? Yep. Bet you can't do it again.
Well, they were like... they were already dead and they had other stuff going on with them too, so...
Still,
ew, that makes my eyes hurt.
Yeah, right?
Their organs were missing and they were drained of blood, even though there was no blood, like, near the scene.
Mm-hmm.
There was a calf. That was a calf. So, like, the calf had its organs missing and was all of its blood was missing. Mm-hmm. And its mother was next to it. And she was, like, in distress, but she wasn't really freaking out. She was just kind of hanging out there. Mm-hmm. And she had... One of her ears was missing and the other... Like, this confused me, too. It said one of the ears was missing and the other one had been cut off.
So, like, it's like she was only born with one ear, and then there's, like, signs that the other one was removed, maybe?
Yeah.
That's weird.
But she had two ears before that.
Do they know she had two ears for a fact?
I think so.
Okay, yeah, that makes no sense.
So, that was weird. And then there was one instance where Terry was out doing stuff and he walked by his bulls. He had four bulls in a bullpen. Mm-hmm. And he walked past them and then like 10 minutes later he walks back and they're gone. And he's like...
Who stole my fucking cows?
Nobody can move four bulls in 10 minutes without making enough noise that I wouldn't have noticed.
Yeah.
So he's walking around looking for him and he decides to check the cattle trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Which has locks on both the inside and the outside. And the outside locks still had, like, cobwebs on it, so it didn't seem to have been disturbed, but he opens it up anyway. And all four cattle are just in this trailer.
What?
And they didn't freak out. They were being quiet. They weren't doing anything. They were just kind of standing there. And when he started trying to get them out, that's when they all started freaking out. So, like...
Yeah.
They said... That they were in some kind of trance or something.
Weird.
Yep.
No, they'd just been listening to trance. Like, they were really into EDM. Yep. And were just, like, listening to some really chill, like, techno tunes.
They were having those, like, silent raves.
Exactly. They all had little headphones on. Mm-hmm. The adorable.
Yep.
I guess big headphones. Bulls are gigantic.
Yeah, we were watching, when were we? They had, like, bull riding on TV somewhere. Stu and I were eating dinner or something at a restaurant, and they had bull riding on the TV randomly. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is fucked up.
Yeah, it's like pretty fucked up.
Like, don't hurt his balls just to piss him off so you can prove that you can stay on him for a really long time.
Yep.
I don't, this is not entertaining.
Yep.
Ugh.
At least with like,
like if you like get Matador thrown shit. Off and trampled, that's your own fault for prodding him in the nuts in the first place.
I'm pretty sure the like lifespan, not the lifespan, the career expectancy of a bull rider is like 3 years.
Yeah, it's, and they're like, all like 19. Short. I'm like, yeah. You're gonna fuck up the rest of your life because you have something to prove right now because you're a dumb idiot. Because
you're the rootin'est tootin'est cowboy in your high school.
They're like the whiny bitch Anakins of the bull world.
Exactly. They're Anakin Skywalker.
God, okay. So annoyed by that movie. Oh my god. Anyway. And then, let's see. Nid started monitoring, so they found out after they investigated this like bullpen situation, they found out that the pins on the trailer were crazy magnetized, and so they started monitoring. Nid started monitoring the magnetic levels of different places on the property and everything, and they found out that the higher the magnetic levels, the more the animals would freak out. So that would explain some of the weird shit, but. What they don't know what was causing the magnetic levels to fluctuate so drastically. And then he started seeing like crop circle situations, and they were these holes dug out in the ground in triangle patterns. But normally when you dig a hole, there's a pile of dirt next to it.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, like, I'm an archaeologist. I know this for a fact. I've made many piles of dirt. But there were no piles of dirt anywhere. So there were holes, but the dirt was just gone.
Yeah.
So that was cool. I started to watch a documentary on Hulu. I fell asleep. I don't know how that happened, but just blame Stu. I listened to a bunch of podcasts about this, and I did some reading. Last Podcast on the Left has like a 3-part episode about this. So if you want more information, go there. I tried looking at a ton of different shit, but there's just so much information, like all descriptions of all the events. Like, you can find pictures of the cows if you really want to look at that stuff. It's pretty gross.
We'll put some of those in the show notes, but maybe.
Maybe. Probably not.
Yeah. We'll at least put, like, a link and just be like, hey, this is
just go on gross. Hulu and watch Hunt for the Skinwalker, because it shows all of it. So I, like, wrote down as much stuff as I could find. That was about it. But I did find, this was my favorite part of my whole research, in 1996, after, I think, NIDS was shut down in like 2004, I think. A lot of people say it was disbanded, but there are reports that say the government forced him to shut it down and like destroy his research, which I think is just in boxes in someone else's house now.
Yeah, exactly.
But in 1996, after he established NIDS, Bigelow was awarded a Pegasus Award. It's a spoof award given to parapsychological, paranormal, or psychic frauds.
Yikes. That's rude as shit, man. Yeah.
So I started looking at, like, other people who had been given these. There are five categories. There's scientists, there's funding, there's media, performers, and people who refuse to face reality.
What the fuck?
So, let's see. 2009, Scientologists were awarded with one. 2010 and 2012, Dr. Oz was awarded.
Yikes.
1981, the Pentagon was awarded one for spending $6 million to determine if burning a photograph of a Soviet missile would destroy it. Like the missile itself.
What?
I don't know.
The Pentagon thought that voodoo worked for missiles?
Apparently.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yep.
What the fuck?
In 1979, he awarded the founder of the award, or gave one to the American International Pictures for labeling their depiction of the Amityville Horror as a true story. He's brutal. Let's
Do you think
see.
he actually sends like physical trophies or like
I
plaques?
hope so. I
Me
hope
too.
so.
The commitment.
Let's see. Professor William Teller was awarded one.
Why is that name familiar?
I don't know. I thought the same thing, and so I Googled it, but nothing I found really answered my question. Hmm. He's a professor of material science and engineering at Stanford, and I guess he was one of the people in What the Bleep Do We Know, like one of the like people talking. But he was given one for his evidence, for him saying that evidence for psychic events is not stable, but it should be taken seriously because there's so much of it out there. There's so many
that
claims of it,
true.
And there's so...
Yeah, so he's just saying that, like, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it might be a duck. Like, you should consider it. Like, if...
it might not be a duck, but it might also be a... It might be a platypus.
Yeah, exactly.
But it might be a
fucking
duck.
Fucking demons. Fucking parries.
In 1980, Dorothy... I just made a list of all my favorite ones. We're gonna go through it. In 1980, Dorothy Allison was a psychic housewife who was called upon to solve a series of murders in Atlanta. And all she did was give police 42 different names for the murderer. Supposed murderer. It could be this, or it could be that.
Interesting.
Could be Craig. Could be Todd.
Do you think they were first and last, or was it just first name?
I don't know. It didn't say that much, but
I
liked
like,
that one.
Okay, the name is Jared Daniel Andrew Wyeth. And just like did that for like 42 names in a row, and the police were just like, okay, write that down. Like, that's it, she's on to something, she's divining. Oh snap.
In 1999, this one didn't have a whole lot of information attached to it, but in 1999 he posthumously awarded Nostradamus with one. In 2001, John Edward, which he also has like weird eyes, I don't know,
he's weird. You mean like cat eyes or coyote
No,
eyes?
He's got like the real like...
John Edwards, yeah, skinwalker.
He's a skinwalker.
Yeah.
He's got those real like bulgy eyes. Maybe skinwalkers can also be insects. Who knows?
Maybe.
He's
be
got
frogs.
Like cicada fucking... You
That'd
know how
be
they
insane.
Like shed there.
Could you imagine just being a dude? Can you imagine being an anamorph? And you're like, I gotta get from here into that vent. I haven't touched a fly. I haven't touched like a bee. I guess I touched a cicada once, and then you just, like, get a shell and, like, all these wings, and you're just really fucking obnoxious.
Yeah. Like,
fucking
I can't
hate
even
cicadas.
Like,
I hate
just
them
make this
so
really
much.
Weird noise. I also like that some of these people have gotten them twice because they just don't give up, I guess. I don't know. 2003, 2004, Sylvia Brown was awarded one. She's another psychic. My favorite one, 2008. Jenny McCarthy for being a spokesperson for the anti-vax movement.
Yikes.
Like, that is one I can support 100%. Like, you want to be a spokesperson for anti-vaxxers? Let's do this.
Yep.
Then you are an idiot. Let's not get me started on vaccinating your children. Yeah, NIDS was disbanded in 2004. In 2016... Robert Bigelow sold the ranch for $4.5 million. How much money of that did Terry Sherman see? Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
$200,000. To Adamantium Holdings, a shell corp of unknown origins. And all the roads have been blocked. The perimeter is secured. Cameras and barbed wire surround the area with signs that strongly encourage people to stay away.
Okay, so... It's just Area 52.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, this was in 2014, so maybe it's Area 14.
2016, yeah.
Yeah, it's 16. Area 16. Like, there's no way that...
Also, what kind of a name is Adamantium Holdings?
It's
like,
a fake one.
What kind of nerd shit does
yeah,
that sound like?
I would do that. Like, I'm the kind of person that would do that. That's
Unobtainium
so dumb.
Unobtainium
yeah,
Holdings
exactly.
or some shit. Like, come
it's
on.
So dumb. Do you think that, like, I forgot, who is it, Stryker is somewhere in there, like, dunking Hugh Jackman in, like, water and, like, putting fucking sporks in him to
yep.
see if he... Like, that's so
yep.
dumb. That is so a government
Well,
conspiracy
in the next
thing.
Year, in 2017, which was not that long ago,
yeah.
let's remember, Bigelow Aerospace conducted UFO studies for the Pentagon.
Coincidence? Maybe.
Yeah.
Do I think it is? Fuck no. There's a direct correlation.
Yeah. And they say that none of their research was... Oh, also in my notes when I said, is it the strangest place on Earth? Neverland Ranch. I also had Dollywood listed for the record. I just want to make that clear.
I think Graceland also, because the people that go to Graceland are not normal.
People who are obsessed with Elvis just creep me out in general.
No, same.
I don't really get it.
Wait. Did you know that Elvis once was in an Elvis impersonator contest and took second?
Yes, I did know that.
So dumb.
How fucked up is that?
How do talk about like?
But that was after he got like fat and weird, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. This is whack. I can't imagine going to my family dinner and like my family's like, I thought you were already here, Sanjay, and I'm like, what? And there's just a dude in the house that looks more like me than me, and I'm like, okay.
Never mind.
I would just leave. Like, that's it.
Just hand them your actual identity.
Yeah, like, that's
it. Give them all of your credit card debt, your taxes.
Yeah, I'm off the grid, finally. If anyone would like to steal my identity, just email broadcastfromthebelfry@gmail.com. I will give you literally whatever you need.
Do you want $40,000 of student loan debt? Come at me, bro.
Also, depression. I think it's attached. So you get my depression and my debt. That's it.
I'm pretty sure the two are very much
linked. They're very related. Sometimes I think they're not, and then I'm like, mm-mm.
No. If I had more money, I would be able to do this.
I could wipe my tears with my Benjamins.
They say money doesn't buy happiness, but money solves a lot of problems that cause me to be as depressed as I am. Exactly. So
I have definitely made myself happier by spending money on things. Which, like, consumerism is bad and, like, But, like, you ever just, like, feel like shit and then order some Chinese food and as you're eating it, you're like, this is solid.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or you're like, I'm gonna play a new video game, and then you buy a new video game, and you're like, exactly. Hi, I'm distracted from all of my worldly problems for the moment. Exactly.
Like, you ever think, I'm gonna dip my balls in some Thousand Island dressing?
No.
Because I've got depression?
Because I don't have balls.
You still can.
Okay.
Yeah. It's more of, like, emotional balls.
Mm. Thousand Island dressing is only good on Reubens, and the only Reuben I ever liked came from Celtic, and Celtic doesn't fucking exist anymore, so we're not gonna talk about how I feel about Thousand Island dressing.
If anyone wants to, I can't even make a joke about that. Celtic is gone forever. Yep. Everybody knows your name.
Not anymore.
What else? Do we have more stuff?
No.
We don't have more Skinwalker Ranch stuff?
We should talk about, though, we already talked about To the Stars Academy, and we should talk about how the people that claim that they had nothing to do with NIDS and don't know each other all now are involved with To the Stars Academy.
Yeah, okay, so...
This is your territory.
Does anyone know, or why was I phrasing it like that? I was gonna ask, like, does anyone know what To the Stars Academy is? But, like, you can't answer me. This isn't... I guess it'd be like a Dora the Explorer situation. We also talked
about it on the Area 50 Storm 51 episode.
I just went full stupid for a second.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, so, To the Stars Academy, if you missed that episode or didn't listen to it yet because you're listening backwards, or because you just were like, I don't care about it, first of all, you should care. Because that shit was insane. To the Stars Academy is an organization led by Tom DeLonge, former lead singer of the band Blink-182, of the purpose to literally make contact with extraterrestrial beings. So, like, meet aliens, suck alien toes, eat alien food, eat alien ass. Like, there's a lot of different, like, things that, like, Tom DeLonge wanted to do in this group. And everyone just said he was crazy. Like, he left Blink, like, 10 years ago, something like that. And he was literally, he was literally written off as a crazy person. He wasn't, like, disowned or anything, but,
Didn't he have a side piece with that one band?
Angels and Airwaves. Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. That band slapped. It was very good. Angels and Airwaves went hard. AVA is forever. Yeah. But after that, he just, like, skirted. And he, a few years ago, started, like, coming into the public eye more, making claims about things that he found due to, or, like, through his research. So, weird instances, weird creatures, inconsistencies with, like, government paperwork and, like, sightings and stuff. And everyone still was like, no, you're crazy, whatever. And the government, a couple weeks ago, or I guess it was at this point a month and a half ago, was like, hey, so, this is true, this one specific thing, and Tom DeLonge takes off his sunglasses and was like, suck my butt, nerds, I told you it was true. And he was right, like, 100% right. So if he's right about that, what else is he right about? So the fact that NIDS was like, we're not involved with, like, any of this stuff, you know, like, that Tom DeLonge is a crazy person, like, whatever. And now these dudes are all just, like, I don't know, just doing Fortnite dances together in the middle of a field, like, we're finding aliens, we're finding aliens. It's crazy. And I don't know, it's just like all over, like, it's just wild, wild, wild.
We know how I feel about aliens, so
we know how I feel about Fortnite. I'm bad at it.
Let's sit here and be grossed out. That's how I feel about aliens.
Also, NIDS is such a dumb acronym. I know. Like, change it to something else.
It sounds like NITS, you know, like head lice.
Yeah. Or you could make it, you could have made it like nerds or like
a disease.
Yeah.
It sounds like an acronym for a disease.
It does.
SIDS. NIDS.
SUDS.
This got the SUDS.
Yeah, the disease SpongeBob gets.
It sounds like an STD.
Which maybe it is. Maybe yeah. That's why it was disbanded, because they were like, no more STDs in our
all of you have venereal disease.
Exactly.
Let's break up this party, because I don't know what you guys are getting up to when you're not researching, but it is dangerous to your health.
Apparently, so one of my this is the biggest tangent, also NSFW, I guess, so fast forward like 2 minutes. So one of my friends shot gay porn in Florida for a while, and I like knew that he did that. Like
recorded it?
No, like, or he was in it. Like, he's a porn star.
Interesting.
Like, yeah, okay. Like, for real. And I got invited to the mansion that he shot some of his videos in through a couple of our mutual friends last night. So, yeah, that was, like, weird. But, hey, I might get to go to a mansion in Florida, in Miami. So, that's cool.
This weekend?
No, it's, like, later.
Okay.
It's, like, whenever, apparently. He's like, yeah. Because the guy lives in New York. In the mansions in Florida, and I'm here with, like, our mutual friends. So, yeah. It's, like, it's like a really weird situation.
Yeah.
But, hey.
I'm trying to think of how we can turn that into something for the podcast.
I mean, okay, so I'm terrified. Okay, NSFW warning over. Actually, hyper NSFW warning starts.
Oh, no.
I'm kind of scared of Pitbull. I don't know. Like, the musician, So my best friend and I have for years discussed the fact that, like, Pitbull isn't a person, but it's, like, a title, you know? So it's, like, if you're a bald...
Like the Highlander.
Yeah, exactly. If you're a bald, middle-aged man that wears sunglasses frequently and is of, like, a personality, you are Pitbull. You are a Pitbull. God. So, like, both of our dads, Pitbulls. Pitbull, Pitbull, obviously. Miami... full of pit bulls.
Oh,
so,
God.
Like, we could do an episode about that, the pit bull phenomenon.
Pit bull phenomenon. Yeah.
Gaiocho.
Mr. International, isn't that what he's called?
It's Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Whatever, I don't fucking know.
Mr. International.
Look at me. Do I look like the kind of person?
Okay, Pitbull was an icon in the, like, mid-2000s. You know, you should respect him.
Yeah, I remember that song he did with Kesha. Was that even Pitbull?
Timber?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. I only remember that because someone was singing it at work the other
that
day.
That song sucked. Do you know what song didn't suck? Fireball. That song was great.
I don't know what that is.
It's a really good song.
I'm gonna
put a link to Fireball by Pitbull in the show notes.
I'm just gonna be over here like a super white girl who doesn't often listen to
Pitbull.
Who especially at that time in my life did not listen to the radio very much because I was too busy listening to Mumford and shit.
Dude.
Trying to be all indie.
I've already said my piece about Mumford and
we
Sons,
know.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm still
like
upset
three
about
times.
It.
Yep.
I am still upset about it, and I've talked about it so many times. In real life, not in real life, in my dreams. Ugh.
I feel like I should be talking about more stuff.
A weird fun fact, the History Channel is going to make a series about Skinwalker Ranch.
I saw
Ranch.
That.
Yeah, which is whatever. Like, TV shows are made all the time. But it's going to be led by the same dude that made Ancient Aliens and The Curse of Oak Island.
It's going to be awful.
It's going to be so good. I hope they have the same guy, like the aliens guy in it, you know? The guy with the hands.
Uh-huh.
Like, he looks like he literally wakes up, and licks an electric outlet and then just sees what happens every morning. And I love him for it.
I was trying to get Stu, because I got an extension cord and it has the thing where, like, you slide it over to open the, like, part where you plug it in. And I couldn't get it because my nails are too long. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, hey, can you open this for me? And he was having a hard time with it. And for a second, he picked up a nail and then was just like, and put it back down. Yeah. He was like, I already plugged this in, never mind. And I was like, damn it. I wanted to see what would happen.
Not an addendum, but in addition to the thing I said before, the show on History Channel is also going to be literally them walking around through the 512 acres. Like, nothing's, who thought that was a good idea?
Nothing's going to happen.
No, but still, like, who was like, what if we just, like, how many?
They would have to get, like, extensive. That's probably why it's taking so long, because they probably had to get all this permission and everything.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, what if they just get lost or eaten or something? That's it.
It makes for gold TV right there.
That's true. People love watching other people get eaten.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cannibalism makes for great ratings.
There's a lot of information out there that I don't know how to put together into a podcast.
We'll figure it out. If you want to hear more about... Oh, wait. Am I wrapping up now?
I don't know. Sure.
Sure. Okay. If you want to hear more about Skinwalker Ranch in a part two... Let us know. Like Georgia said, there's a lot of information that we didn't put in here because it would have been, like, 3 hours, and no one wants to listen to that.
Like, Assassin's Creed Legends did a podcast, or did a three or four episode on this and still didn't cover everything, and their episodes are, like, an hour and a half long each.
Shit.
Last Podcast on the Left did a three-part episode, and their episodes are, like, an hour and a half long each, and they didn't cover everything, so.
Ain't nobody want that.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody want us to do all that in one episode. So let us know. Hit us up on the social media.
Yeah, it'd be like 3 hours long with all of our tangents.
At least. As always, if you want to contact us, you can reach us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram via Broadcast from the Belfry. Just search us in that magnifying glass search thing. I haven't used a magnifying glass in so long. Anyway, search us through there. Or you can leave us a like, subscribe, rate, or whatever, via any method you use to listen to podcasts. So, Apple Cast.
iTunes.
Podbean. Whatever you use. Just throw...
Some of them.
Yeah, some of the things that I said are real and exist. Also, you can contact us at broadcastfromthebelfry@gmail.com, where we email people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The end.
That's it. Anything else you want to say, Georgia? Anything else you feel in your heart regarding skinwalkers, ranches, or ranch dressing?
I do like ranch dressing.
It's overrated.
It's overrated, but I still like it.
Don't go to Panera Bread and say you don't want dressing and just ask for ranch. We don't fucking have it.
I don't put ranch on everything, but I do put ranch on my salad sometimes.
What do we say? Wait, what?
Yeah, no, I was just waiting for you to say that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. What do we say to the kind human beings and outer beings that listen to this fine educational podcast?
Sorry, this wasn't very educational to me. Just kidding. Thanks for listening and stay spooky.
Sluts.